The Outdoorsman Radio Show is brought to you by Ellis Outdoors, LLC. Baltimore is listening to Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Time once again for the Outdoorsman Radio Show. Here's your hosts, Alan and Robin Ellis.
Everybody, it is the Outdoor Woman Show with Robin Ellis, because Alan just left me and said it's all yours, I gotta take care of something, and then he came back, so it's really not my show. Hey, Alan.
Hi.
I did my part.
How are you?
I was really excited about having a show for myself, but then it went away.
How about you just go ahead and do it? I'll just be you and you be me.
Because
all the commercials.
I knew it was gonna happen, I'd be fine with it. But you never give me a.
Look, you're here all week with nothing to do. I don't know why you don't get all this stuff.
I do nothing. Yes, I do nothing with a 1 year old, almost 1 year old, to almost 2 year old. I do absolutely nothing all day. Here goes another one of my deja vu moments. Okay.
Uh-huh.
We were just talking about this radio station in Annapolis, right?
Yeah.
That I used to play around when I was a kid.
Right.
And it was right behind my best friend at the time's apartment complex,
right.
And I'm scanning through the news, and her apartment complex in the news. That's really weird, because I haven't talked or thought about that for years.
How about that?
You know?
Yeah.
I get a lot of that stuff. It's really kind of cool.
Cool. Glad to hear it.
See, that's the reason nobody wants me to do the show, because I get really out there. So.
Why don't you tell them about the muzzleloader contest?
We are giving away 3 muzzleloaders, one at the end of October, one the end of November, and one the end of December. To get in the contest, all you have to do is call in, talk to Alan or I, or email or text us, and we will put you on in the contest. Chris writes it down on a piece of paper. When we're done at the end of the month, I number everybody's name, and I get a random number drawn on my phone, and we deliver the muzzleloader, if at all possible, by hand to that person. And you just called WCBM 680. I can't remember the station telephone number. Alan, go ahead.
You did a fairly good job there. The only thing you forgot to mention is who's supplying the muzzleloader.
Oh, CVA, because they are the best, because they do this with us every year, and we've been doing it for how many years?
Oh, this will be the 14th year for
14th
CVA.
Year, and every year they do this with us, and we love them for it. And
CVA.com is
CVA.com is who is.
Or visit your local dealer and make sure you find a CVA muzzleloader if you're going to buy one. That's the one that we recommend. That's the one I carry in the stand. I have 3 Acuras, as a matter of fact. I had one that I gave away to a young man, an Optima. Jacob has an Optima with a scope on it.
Didn't you give one to my daughter or something, too?
I probably did. I don't remember.
I think you have one of your older ones.
I did. So.
And he does excellent with them when he remembers to load them.
Oh, thank you. So. Thank you so much. I've taken whitetails. I've taken some real nice whitetails. I've taken sika deer. I took a sika deer last year, the last day of the late muzzleloader season, or this year in January. And that was a 70-yard shot, which, you know, that's about as far as I've ever had to shoot one. I mean, they certainly can shoot them further. I've got a special edition that I bought for the purpose of sika deer hunting and taking a 200-yard shot if I need to. And CVA makes one called the Paramount, which is set up for long-distance muzzleloading, if that's something you want to do. And you can see all that on CVA.com. But the folks that I'm working with right now at CVA, great people. We have interviewed Chad Scherer, who has shoot was it Shoot Straight TV? We've met with them at different church events and things like that. He's their pro guy, great shot, or great guy, good guy. And some of you who have been to these church events around the region, Westminster and others, have met Chad. Where was the one we went on the Eastern Shore?
Sudlersville?
Might have been Sudlersville. Yeah,
wasn't that the one with the
game?
Camel meatloaf.
Camel meatloaf, yeah.
Yeah. See, you got to remember, I don't know that much about the outdoors. Mm-hmm. I'm kind of here for fodder and color and, you know, all that kind of stuff. So some of your stories and things that have happened to you are the only things that I can relate to and use.
Well, that's why I said, where was it on the Eastern Shore?
I know,
Shore?
But I'm saying when I tease you about not loading your muzzleloader.
I see.
So I have to throw that in there so I sound like I'm semi know what I'm talking about. Yeah, and I think it was Sudlersville. And they had camel meatloaf,
yeah,
and
all kinds of deer,
raccoon,
and stuff, and everything. Yep, yep.
Yak or something. I don't know.
Yak.
I don't know. It was wild. It was really cool. I never seen. I know they had rattlesnake or something, or I don't know. I have a deal with Alan. I will try everything once.
Once. Yep.
And if I like it, I'll eat it again. Like sick of deer, I will kill for the tenderloin, or at least stab you with a fork.
You didn't eat any of the last one I cooked.
Well, there was a reason for that, and I don't remember what it was. And, hey, look, you made that whitetail meatloaf the other day.
Uh-huh.
And I ate it, and I enjoyed it. And
that was pretty good stuff.
That was really, really good.
Yeah.
And I don't eat whitetail on
in general.
In general.
Right. Well, you like the jerky.
I did. I had even Jason said he cooked it a little too long, but I really enjoyed it.
Got it.
I thought it was great. I do. I love whitetail jerky.
Okay. We have callers on the line. We've got
I'm
Mark.
Sorry.
We got no, you don't have to apologize. We have Mark on the line. Good morning, Mark. Oh,
hi,
I apologize. Wait a minute, Mark. I'm sorry. I gotta back up. I jumped you ahead of Keith. And I didn't mean to do that. And I need to talk to Keith first. I apologize. We good?
I've got him on hold. Keith.
Okay. Keith, good morning.
Oh, good morning. Good morning, guys.
Hi, Keith.
Hey, Robin. I really appreciate your show. And I just wanted to get signed up for your, the muzzle loader and the giveaway and everything from Jessup
here. You're in it.
In Maryland.
Okay.
And I just wanted to call and say, hey, from Jessup, right?
So, all right, buddy.
So, good morning. And we love you guys.
Well, thank you so much.
Well, thanks, Keith. We appreciate that.
That's the kind of stuff I like to hear. You made my morning.
You have a great hunting season.
Right on. Right on.
All okay. Right, buddy. Take care.
All right.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Apologies again, Mark. Good morning, Mark.
Hey, good morning.
Hey, Mark.
I love hearing the duo in the morning.
You ought to hear it during the week.
No, you don't. You don't want to hear it during the week.
Too much reality there.
Yeah, oh, man. Yeah. So how can we help you this morning, buddy?
Oh, I just called to get in on the muzzleloader, but I'm headed to the deer stand without my muzzleloader this morning.
Taking the bow today?
Yeah, just the bow.
Yeah, well, that's all you're allowed to take. You know, you're not allowed to carry both.
Okay.
Did you know that?
I did not know that.
You are not allowed to carry both.
Well, I didn't know that either.
Pick one. Yep.
Wow.
Why is that?
You'll be cited.
I'm just curious.
The rules
why.
Are the rules. I printed it out.
Now you sound like my parents.
Well, I printed it out a week or so ago when the season was coming in and people were, you know, that's normally a question we get. Can I take my bow? And the answer is, if you've got a muzzleloader, the answer is no, you can't take your bow with you. Oh, wait, here it is. Maybe it's here. Hold on a minute.
Now he's got me curious, especially when you just tell me a rules.
All right, this is it. This is in the e-regulations. Hunters may not carry archery equipment and muzzleloaders at the same time when archery season and muzzleloader season are in concurrently. This includes the primitive deer hunt days as well. That's right there, right out of the rule book.
But it doesn't tell you why.
Read it verbatim.
Well, the rules don't have to tell you why.
No, they have to tell you. They just have to be the rules. However, if you do take a deer with your bow during the muzzleloader season, then it is registered, it is, you know, signed in as a muzzleloader kill. But deer harvested with archery equipment during the antlerless only second split of the early muzzleloader season in Region B must count towards the archery season bag limit.
Wow.
Let me read it verbatim. Deer taken with archery equipment during the archery season, muzzleloader season, firearm season, and junior deer hunt days must count towards the bag limit of the season in which they are taken. Please note, antlered white-tailed deer taken with a bow during the primitive deer hunt days will count towards the regular antlered archery bag limit. Region A, antlerless white-tailed deer taken during the primitive deer hunt days do not count against the regular Region A antlerless bag limit. Region B, antlerless white-tailed deer taken with a bow during the primitive deer hunt days will count towards the regular Region B archery bag limit. Sika deer taken with a bow during the primitive deer hunt days will count towards the regular Sika deer archery limit. Deer harvested with archery equipment during the antlerless only second split of the early muzzleloader season in Region B must count toward the archery season bag limit. Hunters may not carry archery equipment and muzzleloaders at the same time when archery season and muzzleloader season are in concurrently. This includes the primitive deer hunt days. A lot about the primitive season there, but the main one is the last one. So there you go.
Somebody writes lot of rules and regulations.
Yep, no question.
Did they come up with that in new this year? Has that been around for a while?
No, it's been around a long time.
I've never heard that.
Yep, been around a long time.
Huh.
Yep, never done it. I haven't hunted with the muzzleloader in about 8 or 10 years.
Right.
I did carry, a friend of mine loaned me a Hawken replica last year, one of the Thompson guns for
yep.
the
primitive season. Yep.
Yeah.
Did you take a deer with it?
I did not see a deer. My buddy I was hunting with, he jumped too, but couldn't get swung around on him before they disappeared.
I waited an hour for a 10-point to get within range. It was five does, a 6-point, and a 10-point, and I would have taken a 6-point, pulled the trigger, and the cap went off, and the gun didn't. So.
my first day in, I put a lethal shot on a stump.
Congratulations.
I came around the corner in the woods, and, you know, we had a couple days where the snow there laying on the ground, and there was this dark tree stump laying down in the woods, and the way the broken off roots kind of arced up and, you know, had a little bit of snow, a little tuft of snow on the top of the roots, it looked like the perfect silhouette of a big doe. And I stopped and ducked behind the tree, you know, because I was hiking out, and I stopped and ducked behind the tree and, you know, got everything ready and got slowly swung up and peeked around the tree, and she was still standing there about 70 yards out. And I pulled the trigger, and the cloud of smoke dissipated. And I'm like, I can't have missed that she's standing right there. And
you snuck up on a stump.
I stepped out in broad view, and I was like, that was a stump.
Oh, brother.
Well, I love it.
I took a picture of it and sent it to my buddy, and he's like, did you get it? And I said, yeah, put a lethal shot on it.
Oh, brother.
Congratulations.
Ay, 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 ay. Okay, caller of the day right there. Okay,
sorry,
man. Appreciate that.
Hey, take it easy, man.
All right,
you have a super day.
You too, buddy. Thank you.
Thanks, you too.
I love it.
Bye-bye. That's a new one. That's a new one. However, my former father-in-law, rest in peace, he was a road hunter. Claimed, you know, his asthma prevented him from walking in the woods, but it was illegal as all get out. But he would, you know, he'd road hunt. And, you know, when you're on your way to be put in a stand and he's road hunting, you're kind of a victim of circumstances. So there was one field in particular that had some stumps in it, and I would get him every time just to tick him off. There'd be some stumps standing there, and I'd go, Frank! He'd slam on the brakes, see those stumps. He thought there were deer standing there. I hated road hunting. I hated being in the truck when he did it, you know. So, to get back.
Is his father-in-law number one?
Yeah. Yep. Okay. So, yeah. Anyway, is what it is.
I worry about you all sometimes.
Part of my checkered past, I guess. Like I have one.
Yeah, you you got, that's nothing.
Huh?
Nothing.
I know about your checkered past a little bit.
Oh, well.
All right.
Them's were the days.
Uh-huh, apparently. Hey, you know what? Clyde Sports Shop has is your full-line Browning dealer. And there are people out here in our listening audience that don't hunt, but they like to shoot. So they like to shoot, you know, shotgun sporting shoots. Sporting shotgun sports, like sporting clays and trap and skeet and so forth. Well, and if you're an upland hunter and you don't deer hunt and you want to do grouse and, you know, woodcock and quail and, you know, do some pheasant hunts and things like that on these shooting preserves, well, let me tell you about the Satori line. 725 Satori Sporting is a perfect blend of beauty and performance with five Invector DS choke tubes, a ported barrel, triple trigger system, Vector Pro length and forcing cones, and it's available both in 12 and 20 gauge. The 725 field model is also available if you're an upland hunter. Now then there's the Satori CXT, which is a step down the ladder a little bit, but it's still got all the appointments of the Satori 725. It's feature the chrome plated chambers, the triple trigger system, the backboard technology, and the Invector Plus choke tube system in the Satori CXT. Well, there's a new addition to the Satori line, the White Lightning. And same thing, chrome chambers, triple trigger, backboard technology, Invector Plus choke tube system. So there's three shotguns there, depending on what you like. It depends on the rib, you know, the elevated rib, the fit, the finish of the whole thing. But there's three different Satoris you can choose from. So check those out at Clyde Sports Shop, your Browning headquarters, your full-line Browning dealer, 2307 Hammonds Ferry Road in Lansdowne, just off Beltway Exit 9. That phone number is 410-242-6108, 410-242-6108 for Clyde Sports Shop. They're open 7 days a week. Clyde Sports is the website. And you know what? Well, they're here to serve. No question about it. Been around since 1957. Just a few years after I was born. So, all right. Let's see. I've got another commercial here. I need to talk about our friends at Backyard Billy's. You know, Hearth America at Backyard Billy's on Ken Island knows fire. Are you looking for a new backyard grill? Pellet grills by Traeger, ceramic smoker grills by Kamado Joe, and Big Green Egg are all available at Hearth America at Backyard Billy's. Great Christmas presents, a brand new grill. How about premium gas logs by Real Fire to install in your fireplace? It'll give it that beautiful glow on a chilly evening. Gas wall fireplaces can add a special look to any room, and gas fire tables are a distinctive addition to your deck or your backyard. You can see all of them at Hearth America at Backyard Billy's. And now's the perfect time to own a new pellet, gas, electric, or wood stove from Hearth America at Backyard Billy's in Graysonville. Stop into the showroom, Route 50, Exit 44, and be ready for the cold weather. BackyardBillys.com or Hearth America Facebook page is where you'll find information. Call 410-827-4500, 410-827-4500. Backyard Billy's and Hearth America are open 7 days a week. Route 50, Exit 44. Exit 44B, Evans Avenue, Graysonville. If it's heat you want, Hearth America at Backyard Billy's is the fireplace. And we'll be right back.
You need to discover SML Footwear in Millersville. It's at 401 Headquarters Drive along Veterans Highway. That's right off Interstate 97. SML Footwear carries Dunlop rubber boots in several styles for hunting or for work. If you need deck boots, SML Footwear has Grundon's footwear and Grundon's rainwear, too, so you can dress like a waterman. And the display walls at SML Footwear are covered in thousands of socks. Insulated, wool, hunting, work, diabetic, and everyday socks for men, women, and youth with Fox River socks and Carolina Ultimate socks that are made right here in the USA. All socks are 25% off at SML Footwear. Yes, 25% off with custom and bulk ordering available. SML Footwear also offers a 10% discount to police, fire, military, and first responders. Search SML Footwear online or Facebook. Stop by right off Interstate 97 or call 443-685-3779. That's 443-685-3779. Your feet will love you. Alan Ellis here for Linex Spray-On Truck Bedliners. Linex Spray-On Truck Bedliners provide unmatched protection for your vehicle with the toughest bedliners on the market. Whether you're a hunter, a crabber, an angler, a contractor, a farmer, a waterman, a weekend warrior, your Linex bedliner with a lifetime warranty protects your truck bed from scrapes and impacts no matter what your gear. Tree stands, tackle boxes, crab pots, or any other kind of tools, your Linex bedliner resists most chemicals and will not crack, bubble, or peel. Bay Linex of Glen Burnie is located off Ritchie Highway at 201 Wholesome Way in Glen Burnie. Call Bobby Hawkins at 410-487-6405. That's 487-6405. Catonsville Linex is just off Security Boulevard on 2076 Lord Baltimore Drive in Windsor Mill. Give Jack Carver a call, 410-455-0800. That's 455-0800. Bay Linex of Glen Burnie and Catonsville Linex can install tough truck gear accessories and even protect your vehicle from rust with a product called ValueGuard No Rust Protection. Do what I did and have Bay Linex of Glen Burnie or Catonsville Linex install your Linex spray-on truck bed liner and truck gear today. Linex.
Talk Radio 680 WCBN.
I'll take down your fishing pole and meet me at the fishing hole. We may not get a bite all day, but don't you rush away. What a great place to rest your bones, and mighty fine for skipping stones. You feel fresh as a lemonade sitting in the shade. Whether it's hot, whether it's cool, oh, what a spot for whistling like a fool. What a fine day to take a stroll and wander by the
All right, let's get to some callers here. We got a few
Before
on the line.
Before we do that,
what?
You know, we were talking during the break about how bad things are in the world and everything.
Yeah.
We need more of that song. We need more of that.
Yeah.
That was perfect.
Well,
I just had to say that.
Well, you know, the original was...
I know.
Andy Griffith. Yeah.
And I want life. I know that I am nothing but a dreamer, okay?
Yeah.
You're a throwback.
I am a throwback,
yeah,
but I'm also a dreamer wishing we could really get back to that.
I wish you'd have told me that when I first met her.
That I'm a throwback? Well, I've been thrown back three times before. No, actually, I threw them all out, so. Hey, Chris, real quick.
Yes.
Did you know what my first husband was?
A guy?
Thank God, yeah. But he was an accountant.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Yeah, so am I. That just didn't work out.
No.
You know what my second husband was?
What?
He was an entertainer.
He was?
Mm-hmm. But he was doing too many bad things, and I just had to get rid of him.
Gotcha.
You know what my third husband was?
You're sitting next to him.
No, I'm not. I had another one before him.
Oh, okay. No.
My third husband, he was a preacher.
And?
I was just too much for him. My fourth husband?
Uh-huh.
You think it's Alan, but it's not.
Mm-mm.
It was an undertaker.
And?
We're still legally married, but I had to do it right. I did one for the money, two for the show, three to get ready, and four to go.
Oh, gosh.
Sorry, I heard that at Outback the other day, and I've been waiting to work it into the show, and it finally worked.
Oh, good God.
Your time's good.
All right, we've got callers. Let's talk to James.
Sorry.
Please rescue us, James. Good morning.
Hey, good morning, Alan. How's it going?
We're so far so good.
We're losing it.
Yep.
Some good mom and dad jokes coming out of the show today.
We're trying.
Thank you.
Hey, I just wanted to give a shout-out to my mom, Joyce, in Dundalk. I know she listens to you every morning.
Hi, Joyce.
Hi, Joyce.
And I'd like to enter into your muzzleloader contest.
You're in.
You got it.
Thanks for waiting.
And since you were nice to your mother, we'll hope you win.
Hey, the old New England firearm's starting to not work like it used to.
Yep. Sometimes that happens, you know.
Yep. Hey, it was real great talking to you.
Nice talking
Thank you.
To you.
You
have a,
super
have a
day.
Great day, James.
Okay, bye-bye.
Bye-bye. And here is Chief Don. Good morning.
Hey, how you doing this morning?
Doing
well.
How
about you?
Well, I've got a little crew on the boat here. We're going to participate in a neighborhood rockfish tournament.
Oh, boy. You were out practicing, weren't you?
Oh, yes, we were. And we have a secret spot. We have a secret lure. And if I can keep the crew, which consists of Kenny and Ron.
Yeah, good morning, crew, guys.
They say good morning.
Yep.
And they're chomping at the bit. They're ready to go.
Well, I'm glad to hear it. Now, when you found this particular spot, did you paint an X on the side of the boat?
No, we tried to paint it on the water, but it just wouldn't work.
Oh, it didn't work. Okay.
Nah. But we did mark it, but, those fish move around a little bit. But
No question.
Hi.
And that's Kenny.
Hey, how you doing?
Hi, Kenny. Good to hear from
Hello.
You.
Hello.
Hello, it's Ron.
Hi, Ron. How you doing?
Yeah,
so blind as it is, we're going out
with a boat. Yeah, we're going out in the dark because we have a ways to go from the
I got it.
To we're going. So anyway, I just want to say hi and make sure that I'm entered into the contest.
You're in.
Yeah.
Didn't you win? Didn't you win one time?
I did. Yeah.
I thought so. Yeah. Cool.
I'll put Kenny's name in.
Put Kenny's name in there. Yeah, that's right.
Kenny and Ron. Ron's a target shooter. He likes to go do the turkey shoot.
Oh, they're fun.
The turkey shoot. Yeah. He's good.
Yep. I like
600 bucks last week. He won.
Nice. Glad to hear it. Yeah.
Yeah.
So, all right, fellas, you have a great time. All right.
Have a super day, y'all. Yeah.
Nice. All right, send pictures. See you later.
Okay, see you. Bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
There he goes. All right. Chris, I will do as you requested, my friend. I certainly will as soon as I find it. So, 410 WCBM 680, 410-922-6680. That's our phone number. That's the number you call to get into the muzzleloader contest. And we're giving away a CVA muzzleloader. This one happens to be a Wolf model. Stainless steel camo, and I will tell you, two of the top 30 sicadeer taken with the muzzleloader were killed with a CVA Wolf. Matter of fact, the same one, father and son. Son killed one at 200 yards with his Wolf, which was absolutely amazing to me, but, you know, that's the kind of muzzleloaders these CVAs are. They're extremely accurate. We've got all ours sighted in. You know, I've owned all of them. My buddy in Cecil County owns a Wolf. Talked to him the other day. And so that's what we're doing this month, giving away next week. Call in, leave your name and number, go in the air with me or Robin, and you're in. Hey, you know, Macrotech Archery Pro Shop at 8043 Fort Smallwood Road in Rivera Beach carries Matthews bows, including the new V3, Bowtech Diamond bows and Hoyt bows, and now the PSE EVO line for dealers only. Crossbows include Mission, Raven, and 10 Point, and they tune each bow and crossbow to perfection before it leaves the store. Each compound bow will fit your unique draw length and your poundage requirements. Choose your arrows and your accessories, and all will be cut correctly and mounted professionally. And if you ask, they can observe and correct any shooting issues you may have on the indoor range. Len Marsh is one of Maryland's most respected bow technicians. Beginners, diehard bow hunters, athletes, and the well-connected know about Len and Macrotech Archery's reputation for excellence. He's done work for me on my crossbow, my compounds, and you know what? The bow technician, Corey, he's a very top-notch guy, no question. Crossbow hunters, if you bought your crossbow at Macrotech and it breaks and Macrotech can't fix it in 24 hours, Macrotech will supply you with a loaner crossbow so you won't miss a day of hunting. Macrotech is a certified service center for 10 Point, Wicked Ridge, and Horton Crossbows. Stop by Macrotech Archery Pro Shop at 8043 Fort Smallwood Road, Rivera Beach. Get ready for the rut. Visit MacrotechArchery.com or their Facebook page. Phone number 410-789-7777. 410-789-7777. Macro knows bows. We'll be right back.
Pretty weather this weekend. Anything outside a winning plan here today or tomorrow? Comfortable cool numbers with low humidity and 68 degrees this afternoon, 40s and 50s for tonight. Sunday, sunshine, high of 70, And then next week, east winds off the Atlantic bring some pretty good rains into the forecast for Monday and Tuesday. Heaviest rain on Monday with high temps in the 60s and 70s and nighttime lows in the 50s. I'm Scott Laurie, more at the Weather Channel on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Burbender Sharpening is a world-renowned knife sharpening business located right here in Maryland. As a matter of fact, if you've ever seen a cooking show on your favorite food channel, Jimmy from Burbender's most likely sharpens their knives. But wait, there's more. As anglers and hunters, we depend on our knives to fillet fish, field dress game, and lots of other chores. As regular folks, we mow our lawn, cut our wood, and cook our food. We use scissors and shears and chainsaws and a host of tools that need to be sharp for best results. Burbender's sharpens everything. Burbender's is located at 214 Mayo Road in Edgewater, open Monday through Saturday, 8 till 3. And on Mondays, they even set up their mobile unit at Homestead Gardens in Severna Park from 9 till 2. You can always swing by their Edgewater shop for a quick turnaround or check burbenders.com for how and where to mail in your knives and tools for sharpening. Call toll-free 888-724-4769. That's 888-724-4769 with any question. Burbender specializes in the sharpening of high-end cutlery and can renew your household knives to better than new. Take all your kitchen knives to Burbender's. You won't be sorry. Burbender Sharpening in Edgewater sharpens everything. Nothing is more frustrating than a dead battery. When your truck won't start or your boat or ATV leaves you stranded far from home, that's not good. The solution is Battery Warehouse. Not only does Battery Warehouse provide batteries for your car or truck, you can find marine batteries for cranking or trolling, ATV batteries, tractor batteries, motorcycle batteries, and batteries for all outdoors equipment. Did you know Battery Warehouse has batteries for wild game feeders, dog collars, cell phones, predator calls, and trail cameras? How about your video camera? Or if you tow your boat or trailer, your trailer brake control battery? Any battery you need. Battery Warehouse, convenient to you. Bel Air, Frederick, Cockeysville, Glen Burnie, Dundalk, Hagerstown, Westminster, Eldersburg, Parkville. Visit BatteryWarehouseMaryland.com online for the phone numbers and more information. When you need a hot flash, get to the Battery Warehouse near you. Hey, if you know a lot about guns or not much but want to learn, Bel Air Gun Range provides a place to shoot, practice, and learn in a family-friendly environment, and you can make your selection from the showroom when you're ready to own a firearm. Now, at Bel Air Gun Range, the public indoor gun range is open 7 days a week with no membership fee required. Rental firearms are on hand. Bel Air Gun Range memberships are available to individuals, couples, and families on an annual basis. The gun range stocks handguns, rifles, and shotguns for shooting sports and competition, hunting, and home protection, ammunition too. And Bel Air Gun Range buys, consigns, sells, and transfers new and used firearms. Bel Air Gun Range offers personal firearms classes with an NRA-certified instructor. HQL courses can be taken in a group or virtually from the convenience of your home. For more details about Bel Air Gun Range, services, sales, and classes, stop by 2137 North Fountain Green Road in Bel Air, Maryland, or visit the website belairgunrange.com. The phone number is 410-399-9518. That's 399-9518. Be safe, shoot, and have fun at Bel Air Gun Range.
Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Hey, thanks to our buddy Joe for giving us a heads up on this story. A rabid coyote attacked a dog owner and their dog in an Overly Park on Wednesday. Baltimore County's Health Department is warning residents after the attack, which happened October 21st, which is Thursday for some reason. I don't know why they put that in the article. So did it happen Wednesday or Thursday? We don't really know, but it did happen at Holt Park off Elmont Avenue. County police found the coyote, which tested positive for rabies. The coyote was euthanized, said the health department. The health department is warning people to avoid interacting with wildlife. Apparently, this is not the first rabid coyote in Maryland this year. There was one around the 1st of October that was tested positive for rabies after it was hunted and killed in Rockville. So just be careful out there, folks. We have coyotes all over the area. They're everywhere, and they're just unseen because they come out mostly at night. They're a very nocturnal and very secretive animal. If you see one during the daytime, be on guard. Same way with a fox or any raccoon or any animal that is typically nocturnal. If you see it during the day, you're probably in pretty good having pretty good odds of seeing this animal behaving badly. If they appear confused, that's a form of rabies they call dumb rabies. If they appear aggressive, that's another form of rabies. It's a brain disease, so it can affect them, you know, in a variety of ways, from stupid to enraged.
I got, I'm not sure where it was, but I got a Ring. Ring sends out.
An alert?
No, Ring sends out different videos that people pick up on their rings. Okay?
Right, okay.
And they had one of this coyote that was attacking a door, and it attacked and jumped on this door like 5 or 6 times before somebody scared it off. I mean, when I was growing up, we never heard about coyotes around here.
Right.
You know, this is something new for me. So it's interesting.
Oh, for deer hunters, too, coming up, you know, we've always reported with our first day of deer season show, the only two animals you're allowed to take on the first day of deer season are sea ducks in the sea duck zone when the sea duck season is in, and deer, whitetail and sika deer, because the sika deer, because, you know, those are, that's what you're hunting that day. And many times on the first day of deer season, fellows would encounter coyotes and shoot them. That used to be a violation. Well, it all came down to last, I know, we got callers. It all came down to last year when, you know, it hit the fan because there was a new regulation in the book that said you can kill a coyote 24/7, 365, but it still said it's illegal to take them on the first day of deer season. Well, they fixed it. Now you're allowed to kill a coyote on the first day of deer season and not be in violation. It was one of those regulations that wasn't really enforced, but you could have gotten a citation for killing a coyote on the first day of deer season. So there you go.
Like I said, too many people write too many rules. Go ahead.
All right. Who's our caller on the line?
Colin.
Colin. Good morning, Colin. Thanks for calling in, man.
Good morning, Alan. How are you?
Doing well. How about you?
Pretty good.
What's up?
I'd just like to give a little shout out to James Stone's mother real quick. She's a real nice lady.
Okay. What's her name?
Joyce.
Hi, Joyce. How about that? Anything else, Colin?
No, sir. That's it.
All right. Let's talk to Lee. Thank you, Colin. Good morning, Lee.
Morning, kids. How's it going?
Morning.
Kids.
You're younger than me, Alan.
I may be. Yep. How you doing, Lee?
Still kicking, just not as hard as I used to.
I hear you. What can we do for you, buddy?
Well, I want to get in the contest here and see who I can see. I got an idea to give it to my brother-in-law if I win it.
Okay. Well, that happens. We give people that win the contest and give those muzzleloaders away. That's happened quite a few times. Some people have sold them. Some people have given them away. Some people have actually taken them out and used them and harvested deer with them. So that's a good thing.
That was my eyes.
I hear you.
No.
I hear you. Well, you're in the contest. Thank you, Lee.
All right. You all take care.
You too, buddy.
You too.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Hello, Jill.
Hi.
How are you doing?
I'm doing just great. My mom and I are back out here in Millersville, Maryland, from the Ozarks of Missouri.
Uh-huh.
To sell the last piece of this beautiful farm of ours in Millersville.
I remember, yeah.
Yeah, so I wanted to enter the contest for the muzzleloader because out there in Missouri, we don't even need a permit to carry.
That's true.
It's like America used to be almost 200 years ago. I was at the Walmart there, and I was pushing my shopping cart down the aisle. I couldn't believe it. I turned to the right, and right there at shoulder length, I saw rifles, handguns, ammo. All I had to do was just reach out and take it off the shelf and put it in my shopping cart.
Yep.
I mean, it is wonderful out there. There is just so much freedom and liberty. I can't stand it. So anyway, also, I just wanted to say, if anybody's interested in buying this last piece of our beautiful farm, it's 11 acres. It butts up to the state park forest, and it has a nice boutique. You could call it a condo or apartment building.
Okay.
So if anybody's interested, can I give out my phone number? They can call me?
Actually, we can have them call the radio station.
Okay.
And Chris has your number.
All right.
Yep. And we'll do our best.
Okay, well, it's good to talk to you guys again. It's good to hear you guys again because you're my favorite people out here on Saturday morning.
Thank you, Joe.
Well, just when
that.
You go back out there, you just keep listening to us. You can get us on the app, okay?
Yep.
Well, right now I can't because I'm kind of out in the boonies where I don't have the internet.
Okay.
So, oh, cool.
I have to drive into town in order to get internet, and usually that's too early on a Saturday morning.
I hear you.
I understand.
So you're calling from Missouri now, right?
No,
she's back.
Oh, you're back. Okay.
Now. We just came back to sell the rest of our farm.
I got it.
She's going back to the land of freedom.
I don't blame you.
Yes.
I don't blame you.
Wait.
Yeah, I got it.
Y'all ought to come out there.
I remember when you used to call us from Ecuador.
Yeah, right. Well, that's her.
That's Jill.
I remember you.
Yeah.
It
took me a minute. Sorry.
It's all right.
Okay, that's okay. It's early. Yeah,
I met you at one of the coalition dinners.
Yes, exactly.
That's right.
Yep. Cool. That's really cool, Jill. Well, welcome back. Good luck when you go back, because I'm sure you're going to love it a lot more.
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you. Take care, girl.
Yeah,
hey, hugs to your mom. Hugs to your mom. Bye, Jill.
That's the same Jill that Colin was talking about.
Maybe. Don't know. I can't keep track anymore.
I think I got you covered, but I might be wrong. Anyway, it doesn't matter. I like her, and I understand how she feels. You know, we've talked about relocating at times.
We have, no question.
A lot.
Yep. You know, Clyde Sports Shop is your full-line Browning dealer, and here's a gun that's come a long way. It's been around a long, long time. It's called the BAR Mark III. The Mark III is now the Hell's Canyon Speed model. There's this Hell's Canyon whole series of firearms that are available in the burnt bronze Cerakote finish with the arid urban camo motif, which they're just cool-looking firearms. Composite shim-adjustable stock, an inflex recoil pad. The Hell's Canyon BAR autoloader now comes in a large selection of calibers, including magnums and short magnum calibers. So if you like the feel of a autoloader rifle, I urge you to take a look at the Mark III Hell's Canyon Speed model at Clyde Sports Shop, 2307 Hammonds Ferry Road in Lansdowne. They're just off Beltway Exit 9. That phone number, 410-242-6108, 410-242-6108 for firearms, licenses, ammunition, gunsmithing, and scope mounting. It's Clyde's Sports Shop, and you will be glad you did. You know, fall's here, and there's plenty of time to take care of things in your backyard and your deck. If you want to have some family holidays, you got Veterans Day coming up, you got Thanksgiving coming up, Christmas, New Year's. You can do all those outside in this Maryland weather most of the time, even if it's a little cool. So Backyard Billy's and Hearth America at Backyard Billy's on Kent Island is your go-to place for making backyards fun. They have a tremendous selection of colorful, weatherproof, poly outdoor and patio furniture, tables, chairs, Adirondack chairs. You can see all that from Route 50 at Exit 44 in Kent Island. You'll find swing sets, great Christmas presents for the kids, and storage sheds, and everything for your backyard at Backyard Billy's. Free setup and delivery within 60 miles, free delivery to Maryland and Delaware beaches. And inside Backyard Billy's showroom, you can check out the barbecue grills, the pellet grills by Traeger, ceramic smoker grills by Kamado Joe, and the Big Green Egg, all at Hearth America Backyard Billy's. If you're tired of that rusty old charcoal grill, gas grill, why not stop by and see what's available at Backyard Billy's on that side? Also, there's a huge assortment of outdoor fire pits and rings to warm up those chilly fall evenings. I mean, they've got the self-contained ones with the mesh around the outside. You build a fire right in there, and then they have the rings, too, if you want to just throw a couple logs on the fire and make some, you know, do some hot dogs in the backyard. Keep in mind, Hearth America at Backyard Billy's is the premier fireplace, stove, and hearth dealer in the region. Visit BackyardBillys.com. Call 410-827-4500. That's 827-4500. Open 7 days a week. Route 50, Exit 44B, Evans Avenue, Graysonville. Your backyard is going to look just great. Now, Bay Country Crabbing Supplies. They are located in Edgewater. The hunting department is just about full. A fine selection of firearms by Gunrunner Arsenal. Matthews and Hoyt compound bows and Mission 10-point and Wicked Ridge crossbows. Tremendous selection of arrows and broadheads and attractants and scents and Habit brand camo. You can try your archery skills on the Monster Video Shooting Wall, and they have deer corn, too. The waterfowl department has decoys and blind bags and ammo, and they are an authorized retailer for Bigfoot goose decoys. Bay Country Crabbing and Outdoors is located at 3137 Solomon's Island Road on the northbound side near Advance Auto Parts, your local crab headquarters. Call 410-956-0300. Bay Country Crabbing and Outdoors has everything you need for recreational and commercial crabbing and freshwater, tidal, and bay fishing tackle, too. For more information, give them a call, 410-956-0300. That's 956-0300. Or visit BayCountryCrabbingSupply.com. Attention, watermen, bring your licenses for your discount. And we'll be right back.
Alan Ellis here for Linex Spray-On Truck Bedliners. Linex Spray-On Truck Bedliners provide unmatched protection for your vehicle with the toughest bedliners on the market. Whether you're a hunter, a crabber, an angler, a contractor, a farmer, a waterman, or weekend warrior, your Linex bedliner with a lifetime warranty protects your truck bed from scrapes and impacts no matter what your gear. Tree stands, tackle boxes, crab pots, and any kind of tools. Your Linex bedliner resists most chemicals and will not crack, bubble, or peel. Catonsville Linex is just off Security Boulevard on 2076 Lord Baltimore Drive in Windsor Mill. Call Jack Carver at 410-455-0800. That's 455-0800. Bay Linex of Glen Burnie is located off Ritchie Highway at 201 Wholesome Way in Glen Burnie. Call Bobby Hawkins at 410-487-6405. That's 487-6405. Catonsville Linex and Bay Linex of Glen Burnie can install tough truck gear accessories and even protect your vehicle from rust with a product called ValueGuard No Rust Protection. Do what I did and have Catonsville Linex or Bay Linex of Glen Burnie install your Linex spray-on truck bed liner and truck gear today. Linex.
Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Hey, good morning. We're back. Let's talk to Bob.
Hey, Bob.
Hey, good morning, Alan. Good morning, Robin.
How are things in Bob world?
Oh, they're just great. They're just great. I missed a doe this week.
Oh, brother. Oh, boy.
The old crossbow. Misjudged the distance. But anyway, you're filling me in on all these laws that I actually have been breaking. I've carried a crossbow and the muzzleloader before. I thought it was okay.
Yep.
But, am I allowed to have Belle in the stand with me?
Your dog?
Yes.
I don't know why not.
Okay. I know you can't hunt with a dog, and I got to think, well, shoot, maybe I'm breaking the law with Belle being in here, because she always sits in the box van with me.
Sure.
Okay,
sure.
It's legal.
As far as I know, and I'll check on that one.
Hey, look, if it's a law, they wrote something down about it.
I mean, I don't know. You can blood trail a deer with a dog. You just can't drive a deer with a dog.
Yeah, you can't let a dog run a deer.
Right? Right, exactly.
Right, but just sit in the stands, fine.
Right.
Okay.
All right.
I didn't want to break any laws.
No, we don't think you are.
I'm standing right now waiting for one.
Are you really?
Well,
good for you.
Uh-huh. All right. I'll talk to you later.
All right, I'll catch up with you this week. Thanks, buddy.
All right.
See you, Bob.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Let's talk to Mason. Good morning, Mason. How are you?
I'm just dandy. How about you?
Dandy as can be.
I'm dandier.
We're dandy and dandier.
Well, I'm down here chumming stuff. Anyway, I'm calling to enter the contest, but I always like to call you guys a little food tip. I'm sure you probably noticed, but when you have your oyster stew, just a touch of dry sherry really adds flavor.
Absolutely.
Oh, yes, it does.
I made some last night for my sisters. We had a big feast down here, and all like that. And then next week is Oyster Fest out here at the Maritime Museum.
That's right.
I have to remember that. I haven't had any oyster stew this year.
I haven't made you any.
No, I really want some.
Yeah, well, they got an oyster stew contest down there.
That's right.
And, in fact, I play a little music. I'm going to be playing back there in the back lot.
All right.
Oh,
that
cool.
Sounds good.
Do you play under your own name, or do you play...
No, actually, our band, we got a little duo called Driftwood Dogs.
Oh, I'll have to listen for it.
Driftwood Dogs, I got it. A duo.
Yeah, a little duo down there.
A little duo.
I've been playing together for a while, and play Lowe's Wharf and Tidewater Inn, things like that. And
so I got it.
We will look for you next time you're around.
All right. Well, love listening to the show, and you guys take care of each other.
All right, buddy. Thanks for the call.
Okay. Thank you.
Now, real quick, are you playing anywhere this weekend?
No. Got this weekend off.
Okie dokie.
All right.
Take care now.
Okay, take care.
See you, buddy. Bye-bye, Mason. All right, well, 6:57, we have time for maybe one more quick caller if we have somebody on the line.
We don't have anybody on the line.
We don't have anybody on the line.
We basically have a little over a minute before the music starts.
Really? A little over a minute?
Oh, that's
wow.
Unusual.
Very interesting. This is time management that we don't know.
That's because Chris has kept us on point today.
He has. He's done a great job today. No question about that. Today is the final day of the early muzzleloader season. Both bucks, you know, antler deer and antlerless deer are legal. Next week it'll be antlerless only with the muzzleloader. You can not carry a bow or a crossbow in the stand with you during the early muzzleloader season. So, if you do shoot a deer with a bow today, it gets checked in as a muzzleloader kill. So that's some of the oddball rules that we have here in Maryland, but that's okay. It's just trying to keep everybody straight. So, Robin, anything you want to cover for the next few seconds?
No, I'm good. I'm actually wordless.
Okay. Got a nice email from our buddy Ken out there in Carroll County. He said, y'all have a good morning. You too, Ken. Thank you for the email. Thank you, Joe, for the email. Thank you, John B., for the email. We always like hearing from our listeners.
So do I.
Indeed. So 410-WCBM 680 is our phone number. Write that down for next week, which will be the final week of the October Muzzleloader Contest. Pass that around to your friends. You can... visit our Facebook page for Maryland or the Outdoorsman Radio Show and like the page. We appreciate that. Maryland Hunting Quarterly Facebook page as well. Hey, we have about one day to send us pictures for the upcoming Maryland Hunting Quarterly for the winter issue. So if you got any nice deer pictures or relatives, you can email them to me at ellis@ellisoutdoors.com. Hit Ellis Outdoors website if you want to see all the things we do. And I guess we'll see you next week. Robin, it's your turn.
Everybody, get out, stay safe, enjoy this cool weather, and spend some time with your family.